In Lent, we're all making a journey. We're all on our way to Jerusalem. We are all part of the story whose end is also a beginning. This is a great mystery. To enter the mystery of Easter, we need to set aside a lot of weeks to get ready. But we also need to take the first step. So let's go now and walk with Jesus to the river and on into the wild desert. Jesus went to the river Jordan, where his cousin John was baptizing people. John was a wild man. He was someone who knew what was most important. He saw Jesus as if for the first time. He saw who he really was. Jesus waded into the river until he was face to face with John. And he said, "Baptize me." Jesus went down into the darkness and chaos of the water. When John lifted him back up into the light, there were people there who said they saw a dove coming down and coming close to Jesus. And there were people there who said they heard a voice. And the voice said, "You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased." After he had been baptized, Jesus went to the desert to find out more about who he really was and the work that he had to do. This is the desert. It's a dangerous place. People only go there if they have to. There's very little food in the desert, and without food, we die. There's very little water in the desert, and without water, we die. When the wind blows, it changes the shape of the desert. People get lost. Some never come back. The desert is a dangerous place of sand and rocks and wild animals. People only go there if they have to. Jesus was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. He became very hungry and very thirsty. And then he heard a voice, and he didn't know where the voice was coming from. But it spoke softly. And it said, "If you're the Son of God, why are you letting yourself get so hungry? Look, turn one of those stones into bread. Have something to eat." And Jesus looked at the stones. And he felt the hunger in his body. And he listened to the silence of the desert. And then he said, "To be fully human, we need more than just bread. We need words from the mouth of God." And then it was as if Jesus was on top of the great temple in Jerusalem. And the voice urged him, "If you're the Son of God, do this amazing thing. Make the leap. Throw yourself down. You'd be fulfilling the words of God. It's written, he will send angels to lift you up and you won't get hurt on the stones." And Jesus thought for a long time. It's also written, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And it was as if Jesus could see all the kingdoms of the world. And the voice whispered, "If you follow me, I will make you king of all these kingdoms." And Jesus looked at all the kingdoms of the world. A world in need of a leader. And then he said, "I am to be a king, but not that kind of king." And at this, he felt the presence of the angels holding him. And he went back across the river and began to do his work.